We've been talking about it all morning. A Start for Smart public preview begins on Thursday. And on the KSRO live line with us is a woman who has a very busy business card. She is the mayor of Windsor and chair of the board for Smart, Deb Fudge. Good morning, Mayor Fudge.
Good morning. And yeah, I've been really busy.
No kidding. Thanks for taking time to be with us. There's a lot of excitement.
You're welcome.
What does it feel like to get to this point? We're not at the official start yet, but to get to the public preview point of such a long-standing project.
It's exciting, but it's also, you know, when you've been working on something for so long and then you finally announce the day, you sort of have to you know, everybody else is getting excited, so you get excited with them, but you're still thinking of all the work you're doing. You know?
And all the work that needs to be done, probably.
All the work that still needs to be done, but it's. I'm getting really positive feedback, and people are, you know, getting ready to go for their trial rides, and we're taking some trains to the Marin County Fair, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be Thursday, and then Saturday, and Monday, or the 4th of July, excuse me, Tuesday.
Right.
So it'll be Thursday, Saturday, and Tuesday.
The trains going to the fair are Saturday, well, the first and the 4th.
Right, Saturday and Tuesday.
And, yeah. So we have a schedule online. People can go to SonomaMarinTrain.org or also look at our Facebook page. And the trains leave the Sonoma County Airport Station at 5. They get into the Marin County Station at 6:01, and they can go to the fair. And because we're not running, you know, full train sets yet, you know, 34
right.
trains a day, but we're running a few, we're going to leave a train there and wait until after fireworks are over, and at 10:36 bring all the Sonoma County people home.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So
Deborah,
that's kind of fun.
You got to help this confusion for me. The federal regulators have said, okay, it's okay to let people on the train, so that's got to be a good step, right? And that
right.
they've said your PTC automatic shutdown system works, but why don't they just go ahead and give you the final permit to go ahead and run normal? If people are allowed on the train, why is it not safe, is what I'm saying.
It is safe, but they have not finished their PTC testing of us, which takes, you know, a few weeks. It takes a while. So they have graciously, because we've been really nice to them and we've been, you know, following everything they wanted and saying, pretty please let us put people on the train. So Saturday afternoon they said, okay, we'll let you have limited service, and so we're doing preview rides. And the reason we're picking stations, we asked people where they wanted to travel to as a preview ride. It's not a commuter ride. It's a get on the train and have fun and do a round trip. So Thursday, the public will be going from Rohnert Park to the Marin Civic Center stop, and then come back. And so they'll have an hour on the train. They can bring their kids. Next week, we'll be doing different sets of stops, announcing new schedules. And as soon as the federal government finishes with our PTC testing, then we'll be doing 34 trains a day on commute schedule. So that will be in July.
Well, Mayor, when you do a project this big, you know there's going to be criticism, and there's been criticism of SMART really all the way since the beginning. It seems right now to be the focus of it to be safety. And what I hear from critics and what I hear from SMART train officials too is that they're both concerned about the same thing, making sure that people stay off the tracks. In particular, don't go anywhere near them when we're talking about trains stopping and starting and moving through Sonoma and Marin counties.
Right. It's safety for the people that are on the ground, but it's also safety for the people in the trains.
Right.
So we are trying to make sure everything is absolutely perfect. And to that end, we did a test on Father's Day that was kind of interesting. During the audit the week before, the Federal Rail Administration said, we want you to ultrasound your rail line. And we said, what?
Ultrasound?
So we got an ultrasound machine and ultrasounded the whole 43 miles to make sure there wasn't one crack in the rail, and there wasn't. The rail was perfect, so that's why we're allowed to put people on it now. But they're really particular because it's all about safety, just as you say.
Well, yeah, and that should be, I guess, object number one. Well, we're looking forward to it. There's a media day tomorrow, so I guess we're going to be among the first guinea pigs on SMART
you
tomorrow
are.
Before the public preview.
We and put the media on first, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. Huh? So if, God forbid, something should happen, at least it's just the media people. No, we're
yep.
really looking forward to it and excited.
We're looking forward to your stories and your
yeah.
video and your excitement and, you know, once people get on the train, they're going to see just what a nice smooth ride it is and the beautiful countryside that you don't see from Highway 101. You're going, you know, into some of the backwoods of Sonoma County where the rail goes. And, well, you know, this was the biggest infrastructure project ever in the North, in the North Bay, ever.
Wow.
And so we're really proud that we've gotten it this far, and it's we could tell stories. After it's running, maybe we'll tell some more stories.
We'll start telling stories tomorrow after we take a ride on the 10:30 a.m. train. So looking forward to that. And, Deb, congratulations to everybody who's been working on SMART to get it to this point. We know there are going to be bugs. Anything this big is going to have bugs. But it's nice to know that everybody is in tune with the safety first notion. So
we are. We've had some amazing staff. And you know, they have been taking us this whole way, and without them, we wouldn't be where we are now. And the operators have their crisp white shirts, and they're all excited, and they line up, and they're ready to take people on the trains.
Well, then I will leave you with just two words, Deb. All aboard!
That was good.
And we'll see you tomorrow on SMART. That's Deb Fudd. She is the chair of the board of SMART and also the mayor of Windsor.